Hello, friends. Welcome to Unleash Muslim Podcast. I'm your host, Alia, the Love Coach. Together, we will explore metaphysical and energetical aspects of spirituality and also tie in the psychological and physical aspects. I invite you to join me with curiosity. I would be sharing a lot of why we do what we do. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome, everybody, to episode 23, How to Create Heaven on Earth. In today's episode, we will explore the concept of heaven and how you can experience that consciousness while in physical experience. It might be a bit of a stretch for your brain. Let's get curious and expand together. I am so excited to be recording this podcast episode because this is, I would say, is the gist of everything I have studied in the past 9 years. In all the different spiritual paths that I have studied, I have been on, I've been practicing, this conversation just brings it all together. So first, let me start with when I got exposed to this concept that creating heaven on earth, I believe it was with my mentor. I was studying the work of, I believe, Raymond Halliwell in his books. I got exposed to, so he's a Christian mystic. So it was a lot of Christianity concepts, creating heaven on earth. Jesus did all these miracles. He said, I can do it. You can do it too. You can connect with that power. And I was just so curious, what is this power that I can connect with and I can create miracles in my life? Now, just a little backstory. By that time, I'm talking about 2021. I was already a pranic healer, so I know my hands can heal. Similar technology that Prophet Isa, or Jesus, as we say in English, peace be upon him, the same technology that he was blessed with, human can actually learn that technology. Yeah, our results are not going to be at the level of faith that his results were, but, you know, it's in the same line. So I knew that, you know, I can connect with higher consciousness, their abilities I can tap into. But really connecting with creating heaven on earth was a little bit of a new concept for me because I was exposed to more like you suffer on earth and then as a result, you go to heaven and then, you know, that is where you rest. So a lot of pain in my life, a lot of suffering, I put up with it, with this concept, you know, I'll be rewarded at the end. That was the driving consciousness. And as I started tapping into how I am the creator of my life, how I can shift things within me, how I can expand my consciousness, how I can truly become a conscious creator of my life. So all these concepts, as I was studying, here comes, you can actually create heaven on earth for you. Now, as we even hear that, to me, I mean, every single person is going to have a different concept of what heaven is for them. In terms of, like, you know, their mindset, in terms of what they're expecting, in terms of the religious or spiritual backgrounds they come from. For me, heaven means no more pain. Heaven means no more suffering. Heaven means total peace. And heaven means I get whatever I want, whenever I want it. It also means that I am very, very close to God, where I can almost feel him all the time. So I'm not feeling that separation from him anymore. So that is what heaven meant to me. It still does. So those are the things I started looking at. And today, I would say I understand all of those concepts. I can, if I do stay tuned into my consciousness, that is how I get to live. But what I'll be sharing with you are the steps that are required to get there. How can you do it? You can always reach out to me for a conversation. If this one confuses you a little bit, I would love to explain to you what this is all about. So just putting that out there. So now, when we look at your life, my life, human life on earth, What everyone is after is fulfillment and peace. Yeah, we can name it like, if I retire at 45, that is fulfillment and peace. We can name it different things. But if you really look at the deeper level, it's the fulfillment we are looking for. I do this work because when I see my clients transform their life, like a person who's truly struggling emotionally or like, in other areas of their life, and all of a sudden they become this joyful, happy version of themselves. That is fulfillment to me. Seeing somebody come out of that dark space, it makes me feel like, yes, it's worth me being here. It's worth me going through this. For you, fulfillment could be being able to provide for your family, and that's it. Doesn't matter what you do. For you, fulfillment could be starting a movement, changing, creating some massive change in this world. But deep down, we all are looking for fulfillment while we want to protect our family, provide for our family, love our family, whatever it is, we're looking for fulfillment. We are also looking for peace because we don't want outside to keep disturbing us. Even though that's how we are living, we don't want to be the person who watches the news and now your whole day is gone. Deep down, that's not what we want to be, but that's who we are. So our peace can be taken away from us any moment. So that means we don't own it. We haven't embodied it. That means it's coming from an outside source. It's not coming from within. So we want to move into a space where we can truly understand fulfillment. We can truly understand how we can keep this peace within ourselves. So I'm going to take you about through like five or six concepts to understand. Some could be a little bit advanced for you. Some could be you'd be like, oh yeah, I have known this concept. Let me actually practice it every single day and see how I can experience heaven on earth. The first one is fear. Whenever I am afraid, and the only reason I'll be afraid because I don't understand this world. I don't understand the way this world is created, the way this universe is created. Fear comes from lack. Whenever I'll focus on any kind of lack within me, lack within another person, lack in general, lack in the earth resources, whenever I'll focus on that, I'll go in fear. The truth is there's no lack. There's no lack in heaven, and there's no lack on earth either. We are conditioned to focus on lack. No matter which scripture you pick up, you will find this message, I provide for you. I would always provide for you. But somehow it doesn't get through us because our mind is telling us, our five senses are telling us, hey, you don't have milk in the fridge. You're gonna run out. Run to the grocery store, get more milk. We constantly keep seeing lack within ourselves, within other, because we are disconnected from our source. And when I say the word source, I don't just mean our creator. I mean your energetical root that is your soul. We think we are just a body moving around, and one day we're gonna die, and that'll be it. This physical body is an elusive experience we are going through as the divine being that we are. So if in every moment from today on, you just keep remembering that I am a divine being temporarily in this elusive body, a bodysuit that I'm wearing, but I am abundant. No matter what, I'll always be provided for. Even if the world is coming to an end, I will still be provided for. The more you focus on that, the more you have faith instead of fear, your day is going to transform into from a hell to a heaven. You're going to just start feeling so relaxed because you know what's happening? Your nervous system is so relaxed. When your nervous system is so relaxed, you're a happier version of you. You're more of a human than the animal side of you. Animals go for survival, humans go for thriving. That's why we do have the higher faculties. So that is one aspect of it. And I know just that one aspect, I can talk for 2 hours. The second aspect is acceptance of your truth. We think generally the way religion is taught is like, you know, Adam and Eve did a sin, we were punished, we came to earth, and now we are suffering. And if you suffer enough and you stay patient, one day you'll get to heaven and you'll be rewarded. That is generally the consciousness that we are taught and we live with. But what if that's not the complete truth, or that is not the right understanding? Let's first start with that question. We all are here to expand and grow. And that expansion and growth does not have to be painful. It doesn't have to be painful. We make it painful because we judge it. We judge it. Whenever we go through something, we start judging it. We don't realize who we are. Why am I going through this? Why all this is happening? So in that area, when you start to realize that you are a divine being, you are an unlimited being, you are the being who does have the power to create infinite. You are connected with the endless world. You do have endless possibilities available to us, to yourself. You do have endless opportunity available to you. That is who you are. Right now, you could be a high school dropout, living in your parents' basement, not really feeling all that I'm saying, but that is your truth, whether you feel it or you don't feel it. When you wake up every single day, and the first thought in your mind is, I am unlimited. Not because you're doing an affirmation, because you have truly realized you are unlimited. And you might have to go through a few experiences where you would be blown away how unlimited you are, because you've been able to create the amazing shifts that you thought were never possible. And now you're just like, oh my God, what else about me I don't understand? So those are the experiences that I've been having. And that is why this truth just became part of me, that I can spend rest of my life learning different discipline, understanding myself, and still I will leave this plane of existence without realizing how majestic and magnificent I am, because everything that my creator creates is that majestic and that magnificent. We can spend our whole human, I think, efforts to understand space and the stars. Still, we won't be able to get there. The farther we go, the more we discover. The farther we go, the more we discover. Isn't it like an endless loop of discovery? And, you know, for those of us who do have that science background, start looking at the cell. You know, within the cell, there are like, you know, other organelles. Yeah, I think that's the right word, right? Within that, there are, you know, more like you can just keep going to the micro, to the micro, to the micro, to the micro level. It's literally like there's world within a world. That is how magnificent you are. Now, if you didn't take the time to tap into who you truly are, and you didn't take the time to truly discover who you are, that's on you. That's not on God. That's not on your creator. And that is the aspect that we are not even taught. We are taught to get a really good degree from a really good university and with really good grades and get a really good job and then work for the rest of our life at a really good salary and create a really good life and go on really good vacations. That is the dream we are sold. But the truth is, you are infinite. What do you want to do with that? Your infinite potential. You're like a stem cell. For those of you who don't know what a stem cell is, those are very specific group of cells within your body. Even as an adult, yeah, they exist at the embryonic stage. That can turn into anything. A stem cell can be triggered into becoming a heart. A stem cell could be triggered into becoming an ear or an eye. You are a stem cell. Who do you want to become? Are you starting every morning that I am unlimited? So now let's stack it. You get to become the version that is not afraid of anybody or anything. You get to become the version of you that is living with the infinite potential consciousness. Any day that comes to you, you're approaching that day as there's no limitation. I can do anything with this day. And you can do that when you're not afraid of failure, when you're afraid of I'm not enough, when you're not afraid of other people judging you, when you really give yourself permission to be whoever you need to be, right? We are stacking right now. So that is what you already are. Now let's look at the next point. The next point is God is always good. Now, this is something you might have a hard time digesting if you have not done some soul searching. So I'm going to take a little bit of more time to explain this. When I learned this concept, I will say with my mentor, it was not a new concept, but it was a new consciousness, a new way of presenting. Something we all are raised with is whatever God does is for your good. Whatever is happening in your life is for your own good. But you know, deep down, you're like, and I don't want this. I want this pain to go away. I don't want this. Because we don't understand why it's happening. When you don't understand why it's happening, you know, you don't want it. For example, let's say tomorrow you go outside and somebody has, like, you know, threw really nasty stuff on your car that is very, 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 very hard to clean, right? And you just want to scream and yell and your mind just wants to blow away at people. And you're just like, I'm so angry. I don't even know what to do. And then someone walks up to you and say, like, you know, everything's happened for a reason. You would want to punch that person because you're that upset. Now, let me tell you a little bit backstory. Let's say the night before you knew that tonight somebody's cars is going to get stolen. Someone's car on this block is going to get stolen. And you have that extra information, and that could be your car. But then somehow somebody was passing by and they, like, you know, spilled something on your car. And when you wake up in the car, because something was spilled on it, nobody wanted to take your car. It was going to be too prominent. So they took like a regular black car that nobody's going to notice that was maybe parked right next to your car. Now, because you had all that information, you walk outside and you're like, oh my God, I am so happy my car got ruined. Because you're comparing, you're like, you know, at least it didn't get stolen. I don't have to go through the hassle of reporting it to the insurance, fighting for it, getting a check, getting a new car, and what I'm going to do for the time in between. You don't have to go through that. All you have to do, take your car for a nice car wash, and you get back to your day. You see the difference in consciousness with having that extra information? So that is what I am always after. I always need that extra information. I want to find out why it is happening. I understand, like, you know, it's happening for me, but why? How it's helping me? Because when we have that expanded level of consciousness, even the worst thing in your life is going to become the most beautiful thing. That is heaven on earth. So when we say God is always good, that means everything that is happening in your life is happening for you. If your home just collapsed on you, it's good for you. If somebody very close to you has left the world, it's good for you and for them. If your health is going down, it's good for you. If your relationship is falling apart, it's good for you. If you're going through a financial struggle, it's good for you. Because God only gives you good. When we are seeing only one page of the book and not the whole book, we will judge it because we're focused on a tiny piece. We cannot see the rest of the picture, what the whole story is. But when we start trusting that in this physical experience, only good can happen to me, even when I am seeing something that is so tragic, so bad, it's so hurtful, but I can approach it with the consciousness, it is good. I don't have to go out and celebrate and get excited and do a happy dance. No, I don't have to do that. I can still cry. I can still scream. I can still yell because I want to take those human emotions out of me. I don't want to suppress them, but I am doing it with the consciousness. It's always happening for me. It's good for me. Another layer to this is when we get into the concept of I did a sin, so God is just punishing me. That's why I'm going through this. Whenever you, let's say if you're on a fork and you can go right or left, and in your mind, going to the right would be the good way and going to the left would be the sinful way. And then you go to the left. Anyway, after you know it, you still go to the left. You know what happens? The whole universe rearranged itself for you to get to the best pathway when you take that left. Yeah, on the journey, you might have to go through some internal energetical transformation to truly align with your higher self, a higher version of you, but nobody's punishing you. You can never do anything wrong. Even when you're doing the most sinful, craziest thing, even that is good for you. I know it's going to stretch your brain a little bit. Again, if you don't really understand this concept in depth and you have not embodied it, you won't understand it and you will just stay at the surface level. But if you have done the deeper work, you would understand, oh yeah, you know, last year I did that thing. It was terrible. It was terrible for me. It was terrible for my family. But you know, now in hindsight, I can see how it was actually good for me. It made me a better version of me. It made me realize the things I didn't realize before. So you can look at your life. You can look at someone else's life. I personally look at my life. And whenever I do something, the reason I don't judge myself because I know whatever I'm doing, there's no right or wrong. It just is. And universe is going to help me course correct. And still, I will get to where I'm supposed to go to. I will still have the level of growth that I'm supposed to have, whether I go right, whether I go left. Yeah, maybe left would take a little bit longer. I would learn bigger lessons, better lessons. But whenever we experience something, a challenge, it's not that God is punishing you. Everything is happening for you. Now, let's stack that. You have become a fearless version of you. You accept that you are an unlimited being. And no matter what happens throughout your day, oh, it's good news. Somebody will come and say, hey, somebody stole all the money that you have, and you can right away jump into and say, oh my God, that's good news. Of course, that's going to take a lot of inner work to get to that level of consciousness. But that is the stacking that's leading us to get to experience heaven on earth. So let's get to the next step. And that is your internal state cannot be disturbed by the external things. Now, this is where I think all the human drama comes. Somebody doesn't talk to you for a day, you're sad. Somebody doesn't talk to you in the right tone, you're disturbed. Somebody yelled at you, now you're in tears. Why this person yelled at me or didn't yell at me? All kind of stuff happen in relationships and our internal state gets disturbed. It could also be situation and circumstances. Somebody close to you is going through troubled time. Maybe there's trouble at your work. Maybe there's trouble in your relationship and you're disturbed internally. Now, that takes us to the concept that whatever we are experiencing is very temporary and it's illusion. We think everything is permanent. You are so powerful that you can change anything around you. You have the power to influence and change other people. I'm not saying mind control, telepathy, manipulate them. I'm saying focusing on what do you want to experience, using your visualization, your God-given creative power to focus. I want to experience the most beautiful relationship. Can you believe it? If you can believe it, you'll get to experience it. And the other aspect to it is that your internal state has to be something you consciously create. You know, so many times we wake up in the morning and we're like, I'll see how this day goes. Especially on the weekend, we have the habit to do that. Let's see how this day goes, right? It might be the most boring day. Now, let's say if you say it's Saturday, it's the only day I am off. I'm going to make sure I am most relaxed and I have the most fun. And you already have something scheduled for 7 a.m., something scheduled for 10 a.m., something scheduled for 12 p.m. And you're going to the spa, you're going to the gym, you're going for stretching, you're going for a haircut, you're going for another massage or something, right? You consciously created Saturday to be the most relaxing day. You consciously created it to be the most relaxing day. The same way your internal state has to be consciously created. So you can choose who you want to be. Do you want to be the happiest person today? Then no matter what happened, keep focusing on everything I'm experiencing. I am bigger than that. Everything I'm experiencing must be good. And I get to stay happy. Someone comes at you and they yell at you and you can just laugh. Someone honks at you and it doesn't bother you. And you know, you might just become that one annoying person in your family who no one can get to you. We all have been that teenager self where no one can get to us, but deep down we are boiling. We're just pretending we have a thick skin. I'm talking about not creating a thick skin, but truly working on creating internal thick muscles. Because if your skin is thick and your muscles are weak, that's not going to help anybody. We want to transform our internal state. And that would be your muscle, not your skin. And that only shifts when consciously you're creating it. Something that I do consciously, I keep focusing on the moment and how complete I'm feeling in this moment. So one of the mantra I am running in my mind all the time is, in this moment, I'm complete. In this moment, I'm complete. It's bringing my focus into the moment and also the truth that right now I'm complete. Nothing is missing in my life in this moment. Everything is present here. So now again, let's stack. You become the fearless version of you. You get to accept your unlimited self. You know whatever is happening is always good in your life. And you get to choose your internal state of joy, peace, fulfillment, completeness, whatever. You get to choose it. Now, that brings us to our last point. And that is that only you and God are the truth. Everything else is an illusion. In this moment, you exist, you're real. Your creator exists, your creator is real. Everybody else is a figment of your imagination. Everything else is changeable. Everything else is just an illusion. Going back to how we started, you're in this very temporary physical experience wearing a bodysuit. This is not who you are. So don't even get attached to my body. Look this way. Why do I look that way? This is a temporary body. Pretty soon, your true essence is going to get out of this room called your body. And people are going to bury your body and your body is going to decompose. And you won't even have this body. It's that temporary. When you stay focused on, in this moment, I am true and God is true and everybody else is an illusion. No, I get to choose who do I want them to become. Do I want them to become the most loving people towards me? Do I want them to become most hateful people towards me? What do I want them to become? And if there is a challenge coming up, oh, that is God's way of telling you, hey, tap into your powers and see how powerful you are. Whenever a challenge comes to you, it comes so you can expand and access more of your light, that infinite light that is within you. Now imagine if there's a kid born into like multi-million dollar family, right? They Like before they even started walking, they had everything. They never have to work for anything. Do you think that child is going to tap into their infinite potential? No, they have an easy life. They have everything they ever need. They have everything they ever need. They don't need to work for it. Now look at a child who's not born with that kind of riches, and that child has to make it happen. So you know what happened? They become the inventor. They become the creator. They create something that truly changes the face of the earth. It's benefiting, their inventions are benefiting whole humanity. We all know many, many names like that, right? So now, is the first person blessed or the second person blessed? In my world, it would be the second person because the first person didn't even get to tap into their inner infinite light. But the person two get to do that. So when a challenge comes in your life, it's not coming because God doesn't like you. You're being punished. Challenge is coming because that is God's way of saying, okay, here you go. Show us your infinite potential that is within you. Now, in that moment, if instead of judging yourself or going through the challenge, you say, everything that happens to me is always good. I am unlimited. There's nothing to be afraid of. I get to be the most joyful self right now. And this whole game is between me and the creator. Even when a person comes to me, it's creator talking to me. And when I talk to that person, I'm talking back to the creator. Living with that higher level of consciousness, you're going to stop treating people bad. And when someone will treat you bad, you're going to stop getting offended by it. That is the consciousness of creating heaven on earth, where you're undisturbed. Nothing can get to you. You get to live in peace. And you get to experience this closeness with your creator because now everybody, everything becomes a communication from your creator. When your spouse is talking to you, when your kids are talking to you, when that troll on social media is talking to you, when that challenge at work is coming in your face, when the challenge in your health is coming into your face, everything becomes the creator communicating with you. You're that close to the creator. So my friend, this is how you get to create heaven on earth. And I really am trusting that this conversation is going to ignite something so deep within you. It's going to move something within you permanently that you won't be able to go back to living your old ways of being. And I invite you to share it with someone. Share it with anybody, share it on social media, because there are more people who need to understand that heaven is not just a place you're going to go after you die. Heaven is a level of consciousness that you get to experience while you are here and influence other people to live that way. And as you do that, you are elevating the consciousness of the whole planet. Your light is helping me, my light is helping you. And we have finally come to that spot or that space or that time in humanity. We gotta change. We gotta dig deeper into our light and bring that light out. We cannot just keep waiting anymore for other people to wake up. We gotta wake up. And that wake up is wake up that infinite light within you. That is all, my friend. I'm sending you all so much love, and I will see you next week. Bye.